You go to the front. You go to Donbass with Ambassador Volker, I believe. And you're on the bridge, and you're looking over on the front line at the Russian soldiers. Is that what you recalled?
Yes, sir.
And you said the commander there, the Ukrainian commander, thanked you for the American military assistance that you knew was being withheld at that moment.
That's correct.
How'd that make you feel, sir?
Badly.
Why?
Because it was clear that that commander counted on us. It was clear that that commander had confidence in us. It was clear that that commander was appreciative of the capabilities that he was given by that assistance, but also the reassurance that we were supporting him.
You don't strike me as a quitter, Ambassador, but you threatened to resign, or you mentioned it in your statement. Before I ask you about that, let's just talk about a couple days later, on one month later, on August 28th. You find yourself in Ukraine with the National Security Advisor, Mr. Bolton, right?
Yes, sir.
And you convey to him your concerns. You've testified to this previously about the withholding of military assistance. What does he say to you?
He says that he shares my concern, and he advises me to express that in a very special way to the Secretary of State.
Now, he's the National Security Advisor, works directly with the President, but he tells you that you should bring it up with the Secretary of State.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever sent a cable like that? How many times in your career, 40, 50 years, have you sent a cable directly to the Secretary of State?
Once.
This time?
Yes, sir.
In 50 years?
Rifle company commanders don't send cables, but yes, sir.
So the National Security Advisor, who could tell it to the President himself and who shares your concern, says you, the ambassador serving in Ukraine, should cable the Secretary of State directly, and you do so, don't you?
Yes, sir.
What'd the cable say, sir?
It's classified cable.
Without going into classified information.
Without going into classified, it says security assistance. It's what we've been talking about today. Security assistance to Ukraine at this particular time, as in previous time, is very important. Ukraine, I also make the point that we've also talked about here today, Ukraine is important for our national security, and we should support it.
So
not to provide that would be folly.
Did you get an answer to your cable?
Not directly. No, sir.
Do you know what happened to it?
Secretary Kent,
do you know what happened to it?
Tells me that.
Yeah, I was on vacation when his cable came in, but my understanding is it made it to its recipient, intended recipient, Secretary Pompeo.
And we know Secretary Pompeo was on the call a month earlier on July 25th. It's not like he's in the dark about any of this. What'd he do with it?
I honestly can't say for sure what happened with the cable once the message was brought in at the highest level.